Now listen to me, said Mr. Wonka, looking down at the tiny man. I want you to take Mr. and Mrs. Gloop up to the fudge room and help them find their son, Augustus. He's just gone up the pipe. The Oompa Loompa took one look at Mrs. Gloop and exploded into peals of laughter. Oh, do be quiet, said Mr. Wonka. Control yourself. Pull yourself together. Mrs. Gloop doesn't think it's at all funny. You can say that again, said Mrs. Gloop. Go straight to the fudge room, Mr. Wonka said to the Oompa Loompa. And when you get there, take a long stick and start poking around inside the big chocolate mixing barrel. I'm almost certain you'll find him in there. But you better look sharp. You'll have to hurry. If you leave him in the chocolate mixing barrel too long, he's liable to get poured out into the fudge boiler. And that really would be a disaster, wouldn't it? My fudge would become quite uneatable. Mrs. Gloop let out a shriek of fury. I'm joking, said Mr. Wonka, giggling madly behind his beard. I didn't mean it. Forgive me, I'm so sorry. Goodbye, Mrs. Gloop and Mr. Gloop. Goodbye. I'll see you later. As Mr. and Mrs. Gloop and their tiny escort hurried away, the five Oompa Loompas on the far side of the river suddenly began hopping and dancing about and beating wildly upon a number of very small drums. Augustus Gloop, they chanted. Augustus Gloop, Augustus Gloop, Augustus Gloop. Grandpa, cried Charlie. Listen to them, Grandpa. What are they doing? Shh, whispered Grandpa Joe. I think they're going to sing us a song.